1157, verse 5. From these were dispersed the isles of the nations in their lands, every one according to his tongue, according to their families, as to their nations. From these were dispersed the isles of the nations in their lands, signifies that the varieties of worship of many nations sprang from these. Isles are particular regions and thus particular varieties of worship which were still more remote from internal worship. Lands are their generals. Every one according to his tongue, according to their families, as to their nations, signifies that these were according to the genius of each. According to his tongue is according to the opinion of each. According to their families is according to their uprightness. As to their nations is with respect to both in general. 1158. From these were dispersed the isles of the nations in their lands. That this signifies that the varieties of worship of many nations originated from these, that isles are particular regions and thus particular varieties of worship which were still more remote, and that lands are their generals, is evident from the signification of isles in the word. Thus far, those have been treated of who had external worship corresponding to internal. By the seven sons of Japheth were signified those who approached nearer to true internal worship. By the seven sons of Gomer, and at the same time of Javan, those who were more remote from true internal worship. By the isles of the nations are signified those who are still more remote, and properly those who lived in mutual charity with one another, but yet in ignorance, knowing nothing about the Lord, about the doctrinals of faith of the church, and about internal worship, but who yet had a certain external worship which they religiously observed. Such are called isles in the word, and therefore by isles in the internal sense there is signified worship which is more remote from internal worship. Those who are in the internal sense of the word, as the angels are, know nothing of isles, for they no longer have any idea of such things. But instead of them, they perceive a remoter worship, such as is that of the nations out of the church. And in like manner, by isles, they perceive those things within the church itself which are somewhat remote from charity, as are friendships and civilities. Friendship is not charity, and still less is civility. These are degrees below charity. And the more they derive from charity, the more sincere they are. That such things are signified by islands may be seen from the following passages from the Word. In Isaiah, "Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the peoples renew their strength, let them come near. The isles saw and feared, the ends of the earth trembled. They drew near and came." 41 verses 1 and 5. Here islands denote upright nations outside the church who have religiously observed their external worship. The furthest limits where the church is are called the ends of the earth. In the same, "He shall not be dark, and shall not break in pieces till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Sing unto Yahuwah a new song, his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and the fullness thereof, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let them give glory to Yahuwah, and declare his praise in the islands." 42 verses 4, 10, and 12. Here also islands denote nations outside the church who have lived in ignorance, simplicity, and uprightness. In the same, Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye peoples from far. 49 verse 1. Likewise denoting those nations which are more remote from the worship of the Lord and from the cognitions of faith, wherefore it is said, from far. Again, the isles shall hope in me, and on mine arm shall they wait. 51 verse 5, denoting the same. Because they are such as live in uprightness, it is said, they shall hope in me, and on mine arm shall they wait. In Jeremiah, hear the word of Yahuwah, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. 31 verse 10, denoting the same. In Zephaniah, Yahuwah will be terrible unto them, for with leanness he will consume all the gods of the earth, and they shall bow themselves down to him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the nations. 2 verse 11. The isles of the nations denote nations more remote from the cognitions of faith. In David, Yahuwah reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. 97 verses 1 and 2, denoting the same. Their ignorance is here representatively expressed by clouds and darkness. But because they are in simplicity and uprightness, it is said round about him. Because by islands are signified those things which are more remote, Tarshish, Pol, Lud, Tubal, and Javan also, by whom were signified external varieties of worship, are called islands. Isaiah 66, verse 19. So also Kittim. Jeremiah 2, verse 10. Ezekiel 27, verse 6. When contrasted with lands or with mountains, islands signify also the truths of faith from being in the sea. Thus they signify doctrinals which are rituals. 1159. Everyone according to his tongue, according to their families, as to their nations. That this signifies that these were according to the genius of each, according to their tongue, according to the opinion of each, according to their families, according to their uprightness, and as to their nations, as regards both in general, may be seen from the signification of tongue, of families, and of nations in the word, concerning which of the Lord's divine mercy more will be said hereafter. That tongue or language in the internal sense signifies opinion, thus principles and persuasions, is because there is a correspondence of the tongue with the intellectual part of man or with his thought, like that of an effect with its cause. Such also is not only the influx of a man's thoughts into the movements of the tongue in speaking, but also the influx of heaven, concerning which some things from experience by the divine mercy of the Lord will be told elsewhere. That families in the internal sense signify uprightness and also charity and love comes from the fact that in the heavens all things pertaining to mutual love are circumstanced like relationships by blood and by marriage, thus as families. See number 685. In the word, therefore, the things which pertain to love or charity are expressed by houses, and also by families, which it is unnecessary here to stop to confirm. That such is the signification of a house may be seen at number 710. That nations here signify both in general is evident from the signification of a nation or nations in the word. In a good sense, nations signify things of the new will and understanding, consequently the goods of love and truths of faith. But in the opposite sense, they signify evils and falsities, and similarly also do houses, families, and tongues, as may be confirmed by very many passages from the Word. The reason is that the most ancient church was distinguished into houses, families, and nations. A married pair with their children and their men servants and maid servants constituted a house. A number of houses that were not far distant from one another constituted a family, and a number of families a nation. Hence nations signified all the families taken together in the aggregate. It is much the same in heaven, but the relation of all there is according to love and faith towards the Lord. See number 685. From this then comes the signification of nations in the internal sense, as a general term comprising things of both the will and the understanding, or what is the same, of both love and faith, but relatively to the families and houses of which they are composed. See also what has been said before concerning this subject, number 470, 471, 483. It is evident from these considerations that nations signify both love and faith in general, and that every one according to his tongue, according to their families as to their nations, signifies according to the genius of each man, family, and nation that had worship derived from the ancient church. 1160, verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. By Ham is signified here as before, faith separated from charity. By the sons of Ham, the things that belong to this separated faith. Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan were so many nations by which are signified in the internal sense the cognitions, the sciences, and the varieties of worship that are of faith separated from charity. 1161. That by Ham is signified faith separated from charity is evident from what was said and shown concerning Ham in the preceding chapter. 1162. That by the sons of Ham are signified the things that belong to this separated faith follows from this. In order that it may be known what is meant by Ham, and therefore by the sons of Ham, it must first be known what faith separated from charity is. Faith separated from charity is no faith. Where there is no faith, there is no worship, neither internal nor external. If there be any worship at all, it is corrupt worship, and therefore by Ham is likewise signified internal worship corrupted. They hold a false opinion who call the mere science of celestial and spiritual things separated from charity, faith. For sometimes the very worst of men have this science more than others, as those who live in continual hatred and vindictiveness and in adultery, and are therefore infernal, and after the life of the body become devils. It may be seen from this that science is not faith, but faith is the acknowledgement of the things which are of faith, and this acknowledgement is by no means external but internal, and is the working of the Lord alone through the charity in a man. And this acknowledgement is by no means a thing of the lips, but of the life. From the life of everyone it may be known what his acknowledgement is. All those are called sons of Ham who have a science of the cognitions of faith and have not charity. Whether they have a science of the interior cognitions of the Word and of its various mysteries, or of a science of all things in the literal sense of the word, or a science of other truths, whatever their name, from which these may be regarded, or a cognition of all the rituals of external worship, if they have not charity, they are sons of Ham. That those who are called sons of Ham are of this character is evident from the nations now to be treated of. 1163. That Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan were so many nations, by which in the internal sense are signified cognitions, sciences, and rituals that are of faith separated from charity, may be seen from the word where these nations are frequently mentioned. For such things are there signified by them, that is to say, by Cush or Ethiopia are signified the interior cognitions of the word, whereby such men confirm false principles. By Mizraim or Egypt, sciences or various scientifics whereby men desire to explore the mysteries of faith, and from them confirm principles of falsity. By Put or Libya, cognitions from the literal sense of the word, by which in like manner they confirm false principles. And by Canaan or the Canaanites, rituals or the things of external worship separated from internal. All these, when separated from charity, are called sons of Ham. By the same nations are also signified simply cognitions and sciences. By Cush, the interior cognitions of the word. By Egypt, scientifics. By Put, cognitions from the literal sense of the word. This is the reason why they are taken, as may be seen from the following passages, in both a bad and a good sense. 1164. That by Cush or Ethiopia are signified the interior cognitions of the word by which such men confirm false principles may be seen in Jeremiah. Egypt riseth up like a stream, whose waters toss themselves like the rivers. And he hath said, I will go up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy the city and the inhabitants thereof. Go up, ye horses, and rage, ye chariots, and let the mighty men go forth, Cush and Put, that handle the shield. 46 verses 8 and 9. Egypt here denotes those who believe nothing unless they apprehend it from scientifics, whereby everything becomes involved in doubt, denial, and falsity, which is to go up, cover the earth, and destroy the city. Cush here denotes more universal and more interior cognitions of the word, whereby men confirm received principles of falsity. Put denotes cognitions from the literal sense of the word, which are according to the appearances of the senses. In Ezekiel, a sword shall come upon Egypt, and there shall be grief in Cush, when the slain shall fall in Egypt. And they shall take her multitude, and her foundations shall be destroyed. Cush and Put and Lud, and all Arab and Kub, and the sons of the land of the covenant shall fall with them by the sword. 30 verses 4 and 5. No one could ever know what these things mean except from the internal sense. And if the names did not signify actual things, there would be scarcely any meaning. But here by Egypt are signified the sciences by which men desire to enter into the mysteries of faith. Cush and Put are called the foundations thereof because they signify cognitions from the word. In the same. In that day shall messengers go forth before me in ships, to make confident Cush afraid. And there shall be grief upon them, as in the day of Egypt. 30, verse 9. Cush denotes those cognitions from the word that confirm falsities which are hatched from scientifics. In the same. I will make the land of Egypt into wastes, a waste of desolation, from the tower of Savenna even unto the border of Cush. 29, verse 10. Here Egypt denotes scientifics, and Cush the cognitions of the interior things of the word, which are the boundaries as far as sciences go. In Isaiah, the king of Assyria shall lead the captivity of Egypt and the captivity of Cush, boys and old men, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered, the nakedness of Egypt. And they shall be dismayed and ashamed because of Cush their hope, and of Egypt their glory. 20, verses 4 and 5. Cush here denotes cognitions from the word, whereby falsities acquired through scientifics are confirmed. Asher is reasoning which leads men captive. In Nahum, Cush and Egypt were her strength, and there was no end. Put and Lubim were thy helpers. 3, verse 9. This is said of the church vastated, and here in like manner Egypt denotes scientifics, and Cush cognitions. Cush and Egypt here denote simply cognitions and sciences, which are truths, useful to those who are in the faith of charity. Thus they are here used in a good sense. In Isaiah, thus said Yahuwah, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall pass over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall go after thee in fetters, they shall pass over and shall bow down unto thee. They shall pray unto thee. God is in thee only, and there is no other God besides. 45, verse 14. The labor of Egypt denotes science, and the merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, cognitions of spiritual things which are serviceable to those who acknowledge the Lord. For all science and cognition are for them. In Daniel, the king of the north shall have dominion over the hidden stores of gold and silver, and over all the desirable things of Egypt. And the Lubim, Put, and Cushim shall be at thy steps. 11, verse 43. Put and Cush here denote cognitions from the word, and Egypt scientifics. In Zephaniah, from the crossing of the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, 3, verse 10, denoting those who are without cognitions, that is, the Gentiles. In David, great ones shall come out of Egypt, Cush shall hasten his hands unto God, Psalm 68, verse 31. Egypt here denotes sciences, and Cush cognitions. In the same, I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon as among them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there in the city of God. Psalm 87, verse 4. Cush denotes cognitions from the word, and therefore it is said that he was born in the city of God. It is because Cush signifies the interior cognitions of the word and the intelligence thence derived, that it is said that the second river that went forth from the Garden of Eden encompassed the whole land of Cush. Concerning which, see number 117. 1165. that by Mizraim, or Egypt in the word, are signified the sciences or the various scientifics wherewith men desire to explore the secrets of faith and to confirm the principles of falsity thereby conceived, and that it also signifies simply sciences, thus such as are useful, is evident not only from the passages already adduced, but from very many others also, which, if all cited, would fill pages. See Isaiah 19, verses 1 to the end, 30, verses 1 to 3, 31, verses 1 to 3, Jeremiah 2, verses 18 and 36, 42, verses 14 to the end, 46, verses 1 to the end, Ezekiel 16, verse 26, 23, verses 3 and 8, 29, verses 1 to the end, 30, verses 1 to the end, Hosea 7, verse 11, 9, verses 3 and 6, 11, verses 1, 5, and 11, Micah 7, verse 5, Zechariah 10, verses 10 and 11, Psalm 80, verses 8 and following verses. 1166. That by Put or Libya in the word are signified cognitions from the literal sense by which in like manner false principles are confirmed, and also simply such cognitions, is evident from the passages cited above, where Cush is spoken of. Because by him there are in like manner signified those cognitions that are more interior, Put and Cush are mentioned together in the word, as may be seen in the passages above cited. Jeremiah 46, verses 8 and 9, Ezekiel 30, verses 4 and 5, Nahum 3, verse 9, Daniel 11, verse 43. 1167. That by Canaan or the Canaanite, when mentioned in the word, are signified rituals, that is, the things of external worship separated from internal, is evident from very many passages, especially in the historical parts. Because the Canaanites were of this character at the time when the sons of Jacob were introduced into their land, it was permitted that they should be exterminated. But in the internal sense of the word, all those are meant by Canaanites who have external worship separated from internal. And as the Jews and Israelites, more than others, were of this nature, they specifically are signified by Canaanites in the prophetical word, as may be seen from these two passages only. They have shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was profaned with bloods, and they were defiled with their works, and went a-whoring in their doings. Psalm 106, verses 38 and 39. To shed the blood of sons and daughters here signifies in the internal sense that they extinguished all truths of faith and goods of charity. To sacrifice sons and daughters to the idols of Canaan signifies to profane the things belonging to faith and charity by external worship separate from internal, which is nothing else than idolatrous. Thus were they defiled with their works and went a-whoring in their doings. In Ezekiel, thus saith the Lord Jehovah unto Jerusalem, thy tradings and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. 16, verse 3. Here they are plainly said to be of the land of Canaan. That Canaan signifies external worship separated from internal may be seen above. Number 1078, 1094. 1168, verse 7. and the sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah, and Sabta, and Raamah, and Sabtica, and the sons of Raamah, Sheba and Dedan. By the sons of Cush are signified those who had not internal worship, but who had the cognitions of faith, in the possession of which they made religion to consist. Seba and Havilah and Sabta and Raamah and Sabtica are so many nations with whom there were such cognitions. By the same in the internal sense, the cognitions themselves are signified. By the sons of Raamah likewise are signified those who had not internal worship but had cognitions of faith, in the possession of which they made religion to consist. Sheba and Dedan are nations that had such cognitions. By the same in the internal sense are signified the cognitions themselves, but with the difference that by the sons of Cush are signified cognitions of spiritual things, and by the sons of Raamah cognitions of celestial things. 1169. That by the sons of Cush are signified those who had no internal worship, but had cognitions of faith in the possession of which they made religion to consist, is evident from Cush, whose sons they were, and by whom are signified interior cognitions of spiritual things, as shown above, as well as from the word where these nations are mentioned. 1170. That Seba and Havilah and Sabta and Raamah and Sabtica are so many nations with whom there were such cognitions, and that in the internal sense the cognitions themselves are signified by the same, may be seen from passages from the word, which will be adduced below. 1171. That by the sons of Raamah are in like manner signified those who had no internal worship, but cognitions of faith in the possession of which they made religion to consist. And that Sheba and Dedan are nations that had such cognitions, and that in the internal sense they signify the cognitions themselves, is evident from the following passages in the prophets, concerning Seba, Sheba, and Raamah, from these passages in David. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring gifts. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer a present. Yea, all kings shall bow themselves down unto him. Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11. This is said concerning the Lord, his kingdom, and the celestial church. Anyone may see that hereby gifts and a present are signified various kinds of worship. But what these kinds of worship were, and of what quality, cannot be known unless it be understood what is meant by Tarshish and the Isles, and by Sheba and Seba. It has been shown already that by Tarshish and the Isles are meant external kinds of worship that correspond to internal. From this it follows that by Sheba and Seba are meant internal kinds of worship, namely by Sheba celestial things of worship and by Seba spiritual things of worship. In Isaiah, I have given Egypt for thy ransom, Cush and Seba for thee. 43, verse 3. Cush and Seba denote here the spiritual things of faith. In the same, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over unto thee. 45, verse 14. The labor of Egypt denotes science, and the merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, the cognitions of spiritual things which are of service to those who believe in the Lord. In the same, The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praises of Yahuwah. All the flocks of Arabia shall be gathered together unto thee. 60 verses 6 and 7. By Sheba are here meant celestial things and the derivative spiritual ones, which are gold and frankincense. And it is explained that these are the praises of Yahuwah, that is, they are internal worship. In Ezekiel, the traders of Sheba and Raamah, these were thy traders in the chief of every spice and in every precious stone. And they gave gold for thine aids. 27 verses 22 and 23. This is said of Tyre. What is signified here by Sheba and Raamah is evident from their merchandise, which is said to be spice, the precious stone, and gold. Spice, in the internal sense, is charity. The precious stone is faith from charity. And gold is love to the Lord, all which are celestial things signified by Sheba. Properly, the cognitions of such things are Sheba, and therefore they are here called merchandise, wherewith all who are becoming men of the church are imbued. For no one can become a man of the church without cognitions. Similar things were represented by the Queen of Sheba, who came to Solomon and brought him spices, gold, and precious stones. First Book of Kings, 10, verses 1 to 3. And also by the wise men from the east who came to Jesus when he was born, and fell down and worshipped him, and opening their treasures, offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 2, verses 1 and 11, by which was signified good, celestial, spiritual, and natural. In Jeremiah, to what purpose cometh there to me frankincense from Sheba, and the sweet calamus from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. 6, verse 20. Here too it is evident that by Sheba are signified cognitions and adorations, which are incense and calamus. But in this instance, such as are devoid of charity, which are not grateful. 1172. That by Dedan are signified the cognitions of the lower celestial things that are in rituals, is evident from the following passages in the Word. In Ezekiel, the sons of Dedan were thy traders. Many isles were the mart of thy hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. 27 verse 15. Horns of ivory and ebony, in the internal sense, are exterior goods which are of worship or of rituals. In the same, Dedan was thy trader in garments of freedom for the chariot, Arabia and all the princes of Kedar. 27 verses 20 and 21. Here in like manner, garments of freedom for the chariot are exterior goods or goods of rituals. In Jeremiah, their wisdom is become stinking. Flee ye, they have turned themselves away. They have let themselves down to dwell in the deep, O inhabitants of Dedan. 49 verses 7 and 8. Here Dedan, in the proper sense, denotes rituals in which there is no internal worship or adoration of the Lord from the heart, of which it is said that they turn themselves away and let themselves down to dwell in the deep. From these passages it is now evident that cognitions of spiritual things are signified by the sons of Cush, and cognitions of celestial things by the sons of Rehema. 1173, verses 8 and 9. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was mighty in hunting before Yahuwah. Wherefore it was said, like Nimrod, mighty in hunting before Yahuwah. By Cush are signified here as before interior cognitions of things spiritual and celestial. By Nimrod are signified those who made internal worship external. Thus by Nimrod is signified such external worship. Cush begat Nimrod means that they who had cognitions of interior things instituted such worship. He was a mighty one in the earth, signifies that such a religion prevailed in the church, the earth being the church as before. He was mighty in hunting before Yahuwah, signifies that he persuaded many. Wherefore it was said, like Nimrod, mighty in hunting before Yahuwah, signifies that because so many were persuaded, such a form of speech became proverbial. And further, it signifies that such a religion easily captivates the minds of men. 1174. That by Cush are signified interior cognitions of spiritual and celestial things is evident from what has been said and shown before concerning Cush. 1175. That by Nimrod are signified those who made internal worship external, and that Nimrod thus signifies such external worship may be seen from what follows. It must be stated here beforehand what is meant by making internal worship external. It was said and shown above that internal worship, which is from love and charity, is worship itself, and that external worship without this internal worship is no worship. To make internal worship external is to make external worship essential rather than internal, which is the reverse of the former, being as if it were said that internal worship without external is no worship, while the truth is that external worship without internal is no worship. Such is the religion of those who separate faith from charity, in that they set the things pertaining to faith before those of charity, or the things pertaining to the cognitions of faith before those pertaining to life, thus formal things before essential ones. All external worship is a form of internal worship, for internal worship is the very essential. And to make worship consist of that which is formal without that which is essential is to make internal worship external. As for example, to hold that if one lives where there is no church, no preaching, no sacraments, no priesthood, he could not be saved or could have no worship, when yet he can worship the Lord from what is internal. But it does not follow from this that there ought not to be external worship. To make the matter yet more clear, take as a further example the setting up as the essential itself of worship, the frequenting of churches, going to the sacraments, hearing sermons, praying, observing festivals, and many other things which are external and ceremonial, while, talking about faith, men persuade themselves that these are sufficient, all of which are formal things of worship. It is quite true that those who make worship from love and charity the essential act in the same way. That is, they frequent churches, go to the sacraments, hear sermons, pray, observe festivals, and the like, and this very earnestly and diligently. But they do not make the essential of worship to consist in these things. In the external worship of these men, there is what is holy and alive, because there is internal worship in it. But in the external worship of those referred to before, there is not what is holy and not what is alive. For the very essential itself is what sanctifies and vivifies the formal or ceremonial. But faith separated from charity cannot sanctify and vivify worship because the essence and life are absent. Such worship is called Nimrod, and it is born of the cognitions which are of Cush, as these are born from faith separated from charity, which faith is Ham. From Ham, or faith separated, through the cognitions which belong to faith separated, no other worship can possibly be born. These are the things that are signified by Nimrod. 1176. Cush begat Nimrod. That this signifies that those who had cognitions of interior things instituted such worship is evident from what has just been said. Cognitions of interior things are what they call doctrinals, which they also distinguish from rituals. For example, their chief doctrinal is that faith alone saves, but they do not know that love to the Lord and love towards the neighbor are faith itself, and that the cognitions which they call faith exist for no other end than that by means of them men may receive from the Lord love to him and love towards the neighbor, and that this is the faith which saves. It is those who make faith consist in cognitions alone who beget and institute such worship as is spoken of above. 1177. He was a mighty one in the earth. That this signifies that such a religion prevailed in the church may be seen from what presently follows. That the earth is the church has been shown before. Number 620, 636, 662, and elsewhere. 1178. He was mighty in hunting before Yahuwah. That this signifies that he persuaded many is evident from its being so with faith separated from charity, and also from the signification of hunting in the word. Faith separated from charity is of such a nature that men are easily persuaded. The greater part of mankind do not know what internal things are, but only external things. And most men abide in things of sense, in pleasures and in cupidities, and have in view themselves and the world. And therefore they are easily captivated by such a religion. From the signification of hunting, in the word, hunting signifies in general persuading, specifically captivating the minds of men by favoring their sensuous inclinations, pleasures, and cupidities, by using doctrinals which they explain at their own pleasure in accordance with their disposition and the will of another, and with a view to their own self-exaltation and enrichment, thus by persuading, as is made evident in Ezekiel. Woe to them that sew cushions upon all the joints of my hands, and that make veils upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Do ye hunt souls for my people, and make souls alive for yourselves. And ye have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to make the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that listen unto a lie. Behold, I am against your cushions, wherewith ye there hunt souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. And your veils also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted. 13, verses 18 to 21. What is meant by hunting is here explained, that it is captivating by persuasions and by cognitions which they pervert and interpret in favor of self and in accommodation to the disposition of another. In Micah, the merciful man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among man. They all lie in wait for bloods. They hunt every man his brother with a net. When they do evil with the hands instead of doing good, the prince asketh and judgeth for the sake of reward, and the great man he uttereth the perversity of his soul, and they rest it. 7 verses 2 and 3. Here likewise what is meant by hunting is explained, that it is to lie in wait for the sake of self, or to call that true which is false, and to utter perversity, and to distort, and thereby to persuade. In David, a man of tongue shall not be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. Psalm 140, verse 11. This is said of the wicked who persuade by means of falsities, think evilly, and talk blandly for the purpose of deceiving. Tongue here denotes falsehood. 1179. Wherefore it was said, like Nimrod, mighty in hunting before Yahuwah. That this signifies that because so many were persuaded, such a form of speech became proverbial, and that it further signifies that such a religion easily captivates the minds of men, may be seen from all that has been said and from the very sense of the letter. Moreover, as in ancient times they gave names to actual things, they gave this name to this worship, saying that Nimrod, that is, this worship, was mighty in hunting, that is, was one that captivates the minds of men. It is said, before Yahuwah, because those who were in such worship called faith separated Yahuwah, or the man Yahuwah, as is evident from what has been said before, number 340, concerning Cain, by whom in like manner there is signified faith separated from charity. But the difference between Cain and Ham is that the former was in the celestial church which had perception, and the latter in the spiritual church which had no perception, and therefore the former was more heinous than the latter. In ancient times, such were called mighty, as in Isaiah. All the glory of Kedar shall be consumed, and the residue of the number, the bows of the mighty men of the sons of Kedar shall be diminished. 21 verses 16 and 17. And in Hosea, ye have ploughed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of a lie. For thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. 10 verse 13, and in other places. They called themselves men and mighty from faith, for there is a term in the original language which expresses the idea of might and at the same time of a man, which term in the word is predicated of faith, and that in both senses. 1180, verse 10. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calne, in the land of Shinar. The beginning of his kingdom signifies that thus such worship began. Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calne in the land of Shinar signify that there were such kinds of worship in that region, and at the same time they signify the kinds of worship themselves, the externals of which appear holy, but the interiors are profane. 1181. The beginning of his kingdom. That this signifies that thus such worship began, is evident from the signification of Babel in the land of Shinar, spoken of hereafter. 1182. Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calne in the land of Shinar. That these signify that such kinds of worship were in that region, and that at the same time they signify the kinds of worship themselves, the externals of which appear holy while the interiors are profane, is evident from the signification of Babel and of the land of Shinar. Babel is much treated of in the word, and everywhere such worship is signified by it, that is to say, that the externals appear holy while the interiors are profane. But as the following chapter treats of Babel, it will be shown there that such things are signified by Babel, and that in the beginning such worship was not so profane as it became afterwards. For the quality of external worship is precisely in accordance with the interiors. The more innocent the interiors are, the more innocent is the external worship. But the more foul the interiors are, the more foul is the external worship. And the more profane the interiors are, the more profane is the external worship. In a word, the more of the love of the world and of self there is in a man who is in this external worship, the less there is that is living and holy in his worship. The more hatred towards the neighbor there is in his love of himself and of the world, the more profanity there is in his worship. The more malice in his hatred, the more still of profanity there is in his worship. And the more deceit in his malice, yet the more profanity is there in his worship. Those loves and these evils are the interiors of the external worship which is signified by Babel, treated of in the following chapter. 1183. What is signified in particular by Erech, Akkad, and Calne in the land of Shinar cannot so well be seen, because they are not mentioned in other parts of the word, except Calne in Amos 6, verse 2, but they are varieties of such worship. But as regards the land of Shinar in which these kinds of worship were, that external worship wherein there is what is profane is signified by it in the word is evident from its signification in the following chapter, 11 verse 2, and also in Zechariah 5 verse 11, and especially in Daniel, where these words occur. The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, with part of the vessels of the house of God. And he carried them into the land of Shinar, into the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. 1 verse 2. By this is signified that holy things were profaned. The vessels of the house of God are holy things. The house of the God of Babel in the land of Shinar is profane things into which the holy things were brought. Although these incidents are historical, yet they involve these arcana, as do all the historical facts of the word. The same is further evident from the profanation of the same vessels, Daniel 5, verses 3 to 5. If sacred things had not been represented by them, no such events would have taken place.